nature lover now yeah. with your pangolin.
Pangolin, yeah. I don't think there's any pangolins down there. But no, they kind of look like armadillos.
So yeah.
Maybe I'll see an armadillo.
Exactly.
And then I can, you know, you're not supposed to approach an armadillo, I'm sure.
They'll roll up in a ball, I think, if they feel threatened.
So do pangolins.
Huh.
So alike.
Wow.
Come here, little dillo.
Just like a policeman at an exerciser on the Riverwalk. Different but alike.
No, that is interesting. I would like to see something like that.
Yeah.
Bats
all
scare
you do
me,
is,
but...
All you have to do is ask somebody, where can we go see the bats?
They won't come at you, right?
No, they just fly in a majestic singular swoop.
You've experienced this.
I have several times.
And it was the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
It's interesting to watch when you see schools of fish or hordes of bats flying, mm-hmm. and as they move and dodge from side to side, seemingly as one.
Yeah.
I find that very fascinating.
And did you write about it? Write a song? Do you want me to get your ukulele?
No, I think I'm all right. Dude. Okay. Maybe this is a... Maybe something. I think you've got the hotter muse recently. You're fresh from a writing session on the river, which is, to me, sounds so Parisian. Sounds like Parisian, Brendan. Like, you know, movable feast, Brendan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. That's
sitting along the river.
You know, I've been thinking about going to Paris for a Guns N' Roses concert.
Boy, this is. I'm glad we got to this.
It's but
before time runs out, let's break this wide open if possible.
Well, they're playing in Paris, and I might go.
Well, when is that?
In June, when we have some time off.
Do we all have the same time off?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. So you're thinking about going, sure, now, does this involve the lady whose name you have never mentioned?
No, it's something I've been working on with.
And I never will. Thank you.
All in due time. Yeah, all in due
right,
time.
Exactly.
Let's get through Austin first, make sure, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the way you want to phrase that to a listener? A
specific listener? I think she's
let's
said
get through
the same
this.
Thing.
All right, let's get through this.
You're inferring. Yeah.
By using, just changing the inflection of your exact language.
Exactly. No, you know, we're one step at a time is all I mean. And she's
down with that.
Expressed the same thing, although she is going to come to town then.
Chicago?
Yeah. So, yeah, so we've got a couple things lined up already. So
just straight up visit? Or was it business, casting, or just?
There's a tie-in for, like, she has something, a social thing to do here. So
to get through?
Yeah. right. You know, step by step.
I'm going to have your Get Through 18 t-shirts made for this weekend. You're large, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
it's something Lavs that I have been working on for a while, maybe going over to check out this GNR show in France and just go there for one night.
Are they on tour in Europe now or something?
They're playing at some hard rock festival there, which is pretty cool.
All right, Slash going to be with them?
Like a hard rock Lollapalooza. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you feel that modern day Guns N' Roses with their track record, their history littered with no shows and cancellations and tardiness,
mm-hmm.
you feel confident enough to purchase a plane ticket and a festival ticket in another land across the sea.
Yeah, I mean it's a risk, but I think they've kind of got it down right now.
Other acts that are worthy of seeing?
Yeah, I think Ozzy's there and shit too.
So it's a hard rock fest.
Yeah, so it'd be even if they don't show, it's still a story, you know. It's still something.
Sure, yeah.
It's still an experience, but
still $3,500.
Well, it's not that much actually to fly over there. It's pretty crazy. You can if you stop a couple times, you can get there for fucking cheap these days over to Europe.
Yeah,
maybe because people are scared to travel these days or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but, seems like it.
Yeah, but yeah, that's something we've been talking about for about 5 months, and we'll
you got to pull the trigger now before those ticket prices go up.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another, you know,
would that conflict with
TBD.
She who cannot be named visit to Chicago?
No, completely no. Different right. weeks. All so right. yeah. So all possibilities for a wide ranging summer. But what was I saying? I can't recall. But yeah, so that's a possibility. I was saying something else about Austin.
People, great subscribers, giving you lots of advice down there.
Yeah. No. Oh well, it went away. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a good time. As I said,
it's a friendly town. The food is wonderful. The drinks are plentiful.
Yeah, and she's
all
already,
sorts of music.
She's already down there, so she sent me a few snaps.
Oh wow, really?
Sent me a few snaps of like some cool shit. Like the it's almost like a natural pool, as far as I can tell.
Oh.
Like a you know what this is?
I think I know what it is. Yeah, I think I've
It's like Hoth. Like I don't know. Like people were in there. It looked like a pond, but almost had these pool-like qualities.
Yeah,
weird.
I've seen that in a movie, and I think I've heard my friends from Austin talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Barton Springs.
Yeah, Barton Springs.
Yeah, it was really cool. So she's making the rounds, getting the lay of the land, so that when I arrive, we're
good to go.
Yeah,
that's great, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it should be a good time. And as I said, it's a semi-celebrity wedding. The Old Spice guy.
How exciting is
not
that?
Not Terry Crews.
Are you going to, as a tribute, be smelling of Old Spice?
I mean, I do use Old Spice deodorant and pomade, so I will have the distinct smell of of Old Spice. Yeah.
Will you be wearing a rough-hewn cable-knit fisherman sweater, perhaps, and a jaunty cap?
I think... funny.
Check it out.
It is funny how that's the... like even when I mentioned Old Spice to Steve, I think the other day, and that's the connotation. Old Spice did an amazing job of reinventing their image, like whenever it 15 years ago or whatever.
Yeah,
where it used like for you, you hear Old Spice, you think of something your grandpa used to put on aftershave, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And it was an old timey smell, and now I feel like they really flipped the coin. They turned,
but
the
they didn't change the original recipe.
Is
which is
true?
Good.
Yeah.
No, it's still the same smell.
But there's all sorts of variations and stuff on it too, like sport and
like some of the weird candy we got from Jennifer Kuiper on the radio show yesterday.
Yeah.
People really messing with beloved formulas.
Oh, there's some terrible candy.
We had some she went down to the candy show, sweets and snack show that comes to the McCormick Place every year, and she covers it as a news event and then brings back bushels full of weirdest candy.
You know, there was a big heist there yesterday. No joke. $18,000 worth of candy got stolen.
Really?
And
I didn't hear about that. And she came back with arms full, right?
And never reported on it.
Yeah.
But there was
like a cinnamon roll... Twizzlers or something like that, which was fairly god awful.
Those were fucking horrible.
Tasted like rejected maple candy.
Yeah, and then there was these Dunkin' Donuts coffee peppermint. They were terrible.
I think I put a bunch of them in the drawer down there, but that maybe.
Yeah, there were some other just bad candies. Most of them were trying too hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet heist on final day of candy and snacks exhibition at McCormick Place. A thief pulled off a sweet heist at McCormick Place, stealing nearly $20,000 worth of candy on the last day of the sweets and snacks exhibition there, according to Chicago police. Boxes of Kids Mania, Candy Riffic, and Squire Boone Village candy were being loaded into trucks and were left unattended in the parking garage when someone stole them around 8:30 p.m. Thursday.
$18,000 worth of candy has got to be a lot of candy.
But what do you do with that? How do you make money off that? You sell it under the table to far-flung stores, independent candy brokers?
Yeah, I think you fence it out to your network of thieves. You get it out just, in the rural areas where people are starving for new fancy inedible candies.
I guess. Yeah. But I guess maybe as a crime of opportunity, like somebody didn't plan on stealing $20,000 worth of candy.
Right now,
But then there was $20,000 worth of candy there. Jennifer did describe that people were going to the, like candy aficionados were showing up with garbage bags to fill and then going back to their truck and getting a fresh garbage bag and filling up with free samples. Kind of like Homer, there's a Simpsons episode where he goes to the candy expo and just has a giant jacket and fills it.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.